Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Richard. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Little. Batting fourth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hank Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rudy Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Corbin. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards the mound. Corbin catches it and throws to first to double up Richard. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradford. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin hits a line drive towards short. Hernandez catches it and throws to second to double up Borgman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Corbin covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradford. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Horta steals second. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Horta moves to third. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little strikes out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Corbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradford. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Killebrew moves to third. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun strikes out. Egan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Braun out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin who is chasing the ball. Little reaches third base with a triple. Horta goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Little scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Muser. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Carew applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Guth pinch runs for Glenn Borgman. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guth moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Ray Corbin. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guth scores. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Mitterwald now catching. Wayne Granger now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Richard. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Rich Reese pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Darwin hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese scores. Braun moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Granger covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Granger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Little strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Tom Egan. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone strikes out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin, who is chasing the ball. Muser reaches third base with a triple. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is walked intentionally. Jim Geddes pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Terry Forster pinch hits for Hank Allen. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muser scores. Geddes moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Rudy Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Forster. The throw from Mitterwald and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Geddes scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Rudy Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing left field. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Jorge Orton now playing third base. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 4 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.